Morning Habits of a Peaceful Mind, written and published by Echoes of Empowerment. Introduction. We live in a world that's always moving, constantly pushing us forward, demanding our attention, and filling our minds with distractions. From the moment we wake up, we're bombarded with the pressures of the day ahead, leaving little room for clarity or peace. But what if you could reclaim your mornings and start each day with a mind that's calm, clear, and centered? What if you could begin your day not by reacting to the chaos around you, but by consciously creating the mental space to move through the world with purpose and tranquility? In this book, we'll explore transformative morning habits that not only calm your mind, but also sharpen your focus, elevate your energy, and set the tone for your entire day. These habits are designed to help you step into each morning with intention, allowing you to face the day ahead with confidence and peace, no matter what challenges may arise. Whether you struggle with stress, feel overwhelmed by your to-do list, or simply want to experience more inner calm, these practices will help you cultivate a peaceful, clear mind every morning. If you're ready to unlock the full potential of your mornings and transform your life from the moment you open your eyes, let's dive into these powerful practices that will help you begin every day with a sense of clarity, balance, and peace. Chapter 1. Wake with intention. Reprogram your mind's default mode. The way you wake up in the morning can set the stage for your entire day. Think about it. When you wake up, do you automatically grab your phone, check emails, or dive straight into the stresses of the day? Many of us fall into the habit of immediately reacting to our external world, letting the rush of information and responsibilities take over before we've even had a chance to truly awaken. Your mind starts to race, and before you know it, you're on autopilot, overwhelmed by everything you have to do. This fast-paced, chaotic start to your day can leave you feeling stressed, drained, and mentally scattered before you even get out of bed. But what if there was a way to change that? What if, instead of reacting to the world, you took control of how you felt from the moment your eyes opened? The first few minutes after you wake up are incredibly powerful. This is when your mind is most impressionable. The state of your mind upon waking can influence your mood, energy levels, and thoughts for the rest of the day. If you wake up and immediately dive into worry or stress, you're setting yourself up for a day filled with anxiety. On the other hand, waking up with intention can transform your mornings, setting a peaceful, positive tone that flows into everything you do. To harness peace in the mornings, begin by practicing the art of waking with intention. Instead of letting your mind wander into the chaos of your to-do list, choose to consciously guide your thoughts. One powerful way to do this is by setting an empowering affirmation or mantra the moment you wake up. As soon as you open your eyes, before you even think about anything else, say something positive to yourself. It could be something like, "Today, I will remain calm and focused no matter what comes my way," or "I am in control of my thoughts and I choose peace." This simple but powerful practice reprograms your mind from its default state of reaction and stress to one of awareness and intention. By setting an affirmation or mantra, you are not just passively accepting the flow of the day. You are actively choosing how you want to experience it. This conscious shift in your mindset allows you to start your day with clarity and control. It helps you step out of the mental autopilot mode that often leads to stress and into a more mindful and peaceful mode. When you wake up with intention, you set the tone for your mindset throughout the day, creating a sense of calm that will carry you through even the most hectic moments. So, as soon as your alarm goes off, take a deep breath and remind yourself, You have the power to choose how your day unfolds. Instead of letting life happen to you, take charge and create a day of peaceful clarity. By making this simple practice a habit, you'll gradually find that your mornings become less chaotic and your overall emotional state becomes more grounded and centered. Chapter 2. The Power of Silence. Conquering Mental Clutter Before the World Speaks. In our modern world, noise is everywhere. From the moment we wake up, we are bombarded with sounds, notifications, and distractions. The rush of thoughts, the pull of technology, and the noise of daily life can quickly overwhelm our minds. But what if, before the world begins to demand your attention, you chose to experience the power of silence? Silence is not merely the absence of noise. It's the space where clarity is born, where mental peace is nurtured, and where we can truly reconnect with ourselves. When we wake up, our minds are often cluttered with thoughts that have been brewing overnight. It could be a mix of worries about the day ahead, the tasks we need to accomplish, or even random, unhelpful thoughts that have no real place in our waking reality. But before the world begins to fill your head with its demands, taking just a few minutes in the morning to embrace silence can be an incredibly powerful practice. Silence, in this context, is not just about avoiding noise. It's about creating a mental environment where you can center yourself before the chaos of the day starts. This isn't just about the absence of sound. It's about giving your mind the opportunity to reset. In the silence, you allow your brain to stop jumping from thought to thought. Instead of reacting to external stimuli, you create a space where your thoughts can slow down and you can experience mental clarity. This is the practice of a sacred pause, a moment where you step away from the noise and reconnect with your inner self. In these few minutes, you're not thinking about anything specific. You're just allowing yourself to be present. You're giving yourself permission to exist in stillness and let go of the constant mental chatter. The beauty of this practice lies in how it impacts your day. When you begin your morning in silence, you're not rushing your thoughts or emotions into action. Instead, you're allowing your mind to find peace. This will not only help you feel more grounded, but it also gives you a clearer perspective as you move into the day. Imagine how different it would feel to begin your day free from mental clutter, without the stress, distractions, or rush of a mind that hasn't yet had a chance to reset. Taking this time to be silent in the morning doesn't require much. Just a few minutes of stillness can make a profound difference. It could be a practice of deep breathing, meditation, or simply sitting in silence, focusing on your body, your breath, or even the sounds of nature around you. You don't need to force your mind to stop thinking. Instead, you gently guide it toward calmness. This practice is all about giving yourself permission to pause before the noise of the world begins. As you make silence a habit in your mornings, you'll notice a shift in how you approach your day. Instead of reacting to everything around you, you'll find yourself more centered, more aware, and more capable of making mindful decisions. The noise of the world won't be able to overwhelm you because you've created a mental space where peace can thrive. In that silence, you discover the power to reclaim your inner calm, and in turn, your day will unfold with greater clarity and intention. Chapter 3. Master Your Morning Breath, the Bridge to Mental Clarity. Breathing is one of the most natural and fundamental processes of our existence, yet it's often overlooked as a powerful tool for mental clarity and calm. Most people don't realize that the way we breathe, especially in the morning, has a profound impact on our state of mind. As soon as we wake up, our minds are usually filled with a rush of thoughts, worries, and tasks. This mental clutter often leads to feelings of stress and overwhelm. However, Learning how to harness the power of your breath can become a game changer, helping you clear the fog in your mind and start your day with a sense of peace and focus. When you first wake up, your body is naturally still adjusting to the transition from sleep to wakefulness. This is the perfect time to consciously control your breath and use it as a tool to center yourself. The way you breathe directly affects your nervous system, and when done mindfully, it can shift you from a state of tension to a state of calm and clarity. It's a simple yet incredibly effective practice that can instantly transform how you feel, both physically and mentally. The key is to take a moment to breathe with purpose, to engage fully in the process, and to use it as a bridge to mental clarity. One of the most effective breathing techniques to practice in the morning is box breathing. This simple yet powerful technique involves inhaling for a count of four, holding the breath for four, exhaling for four, and then holding the breath again for four before repeating the cycle. The rhythmic nature of box breathing helps to calm the mind and relax the body. As you focus on the pattern of your breath, it pulls your attention away from the noise in your mind and brings you into the present moment. It's an incredibly grounding exercise that can help you center yourself before the day's challenges begin. Another highly beneficial breathing technique is alternate nostril breathing. This technique helps balance the energy in your body, calming your nervous system and enhancing mental clarity. To practice alternate nostril breathing, simply use your thumb to close one nostril, inhale deeply through the open nostril, then close it and exhale through the other nostril. Repeat this process several times, switching nostrils with each inhale and exhale. Not only does this technique help clear your mind, but it also fosters a sense of calm that will stay with you throughout the day. If you're looking for a simpler yet equally effective technique, try deep belly breathing. As you inhale, focus on filling your belly with air, allowing it to rise gently. When you exhale, release the breath slowly and consciously, letting go of any tension or stress you may be holding on to. Deep belly breathing is an excellent way to ground yourself and regulate your emotions, helping you approach the day with a clearer, more focused mind. By incorporating any of these breathing practices into your morning routine, you are not only calming your body and mind, but also preparing yourself to face the day with a sense of balance and clarity. In moments of stress or overwhelm throughout the day, you can return to these simple breathing techniques to recenter yourself, allowing you to stay calm and focused no matter what comes your way. Breathing isn't just a biological function, it's a powerful tool that can help you regain control over your mental and emotional state. The act of breathing with intention in the morning is one of the simplest yet most effective ways to clear mental clutter, reduce stress, and enhance your focus. It helps you create space in your mind, allowing clarity to emerge and your day to unfold with greater ease. As you practice breathing mindfully, you'll find that the mental fog you once struggled with dissipates, and you can approach your day with a calm and focused mindset, no matter what challenges you encounter. Chapter 4. Movement as Meditation. Awakening the body to awaken the mind. Movement is often seen simply as a way to exercise, a task to check off the to-do list, or a way to stay physically healthy. However, when approached with mindfulness and intention, movement can become a powerful tool for mental clarity and emotional balance. The act of moving your body in the morning is not just about getting your blood flowing. It's about awakening your body and mind, preparing both for the day ahead. In the early hours of the day, before life's distractions take over, it's the perfect time to engage in mindful movement. This type of movement goes beyond the mechanical or physical aspects of exercise. It's about connecting with your body in a deeper, more intentional way. Whether it's yoga, tai chi, stretching, or even a simple walk, moving your body mindfully can clear mental fog, release tension, and activate a state of peaceful awareness that stays with you throughout the day. When you wake up, your body is often stiff from sleep, and your mind can feel clouded with the remnants of dreams or the weight of your responsibilities. Movement can help break that stiffness, get your blood flowing, and clear the fog from your mind. However, rather than rushing through a quick workout or simply moving out of habit, focus on making each movement an intentional act of mindfulness. Pay attention to the sensations in your body as you stretch or flow through a sequence of movements. Feel the ground beneath you as you walk, stretch, or perform each posture. Focus on your breath and how it aligns with each movement, allowing the rhythm of your breath to guide you through your practice. Yoga is an excellent practice for incorporating mindfulness into movement. Through the slow, deliberate movements of yoga, you connect your breath with each stretch and posture, which helps ground your mind in the present moment. The movements encourage you to pay attention to how your body feels, fostering a sense of acceptance and mindfulness. As you move through each asana, you're not only stretching your muscles, but also clearing mental blocks, releasing emotional tension, and cultivating a sense of inner peace. Each movement becomes a meditation, a reminder to stay present, centered, and grounded. Another practice that combines movement and mindfulness is Tai Chi. Often described as meditation in motion, Tai Chi is a slow, flowing martial art that promotes physical and mental balance. The focus on controlled, intentional movements helps calm the mind and improve concentration. It also promotes the flow of energy, or qi, through the body, bringing about a sense of harmony and peace. Even just 10 minutes of Tai Chi in the morning can help you clear away mental clutter and awaken both your body and mind to the present moment. Even if yoga or Tai Chi isn't your preferred practice, a simple walk outdoors can be just as powerful. Walking slowly, with intention, allows you to connect with your surroundings and fully immerse yourself in the present moment. As you walk, take time to notice the sights, sounds, and sensations around you. Feel the earth beneath your feet and the air in your lungs. Let your body move naturally, without rushing, as you focus on the rhythm of your steps and your breath. This simple, mindful movement can calm your mind, release tension, and prepare you to approach the day with clarity and focus. When you engage in mindful movement, you create a flow state where your body and mind become aligned. This connection between body and mind is not just about physical exercise. It's about cultivating peace, balance, and presence. Movement, when done with intention, acts as a reset button for your mind, helping you let go of mental clutter and ground yourself in the present moment. Incorporating this kind of mindful movement into your morning routine does not require a lot of time or effort. Even a few minutes of focused, intentional movement can have a profound impact on your mental and emotional state. As you continue this practice, you'll find that the sense of peace and clarity that comes with mindful movement stays with you throughout the day, helping you navigate challenges with a calm and focused mindset. So, when you wake up in the morning, don't rush into your day. Take a moment to engage your body in mindful movement, whether it's yoga, tai chi, a walk, or simple stretches. Allow the movement to clear your mind and connect you with your body. This practice will awaken not only your physical body, but also your inner clarity, setting a peaceful and focused tone for the rest of your day. Chapter 5. Nourish yourself with a peaceful breakfast, fueling the mind and body for the day ahead. We often hear the phrase, Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But have you ever stopped to think about why? While many people focus on the physical benefits of a healthy breakfast, such as boosting metabolism or providing energy for the morning, there's a deeper reason why what you eat in the morning matters. Your breakfast doesn't just fuel your body, it sets the tone for your mental and emotional state throughout the day. How you choose to nourish yourself in the morning has a direct impact on your ability to maintain clarity, peace, and focus in the hours ahead. Too often, we rush through breakfast, either skipping it entirely or grabbing something quick and convenient that doesn't really fuel our minds or bodies. We may consume food that is heavy, sugary, or processed, which can lead to energy crashes, irritability, and a lack of focus. But when you approach breakfast as a mindful practice, you can transform it into an opportunity to set the tone for your day, both physically and mentally. The act of eating can become a meditation in itself, allowing you to nourish not just your body, but your mind and spirit as well. The key to a peaceful breakfast is mindful eating. Mindful eating is the practice of being fully present with your food, tuning in to the sensations of taste, texture, and smell, and truly appreciating the nourishment your meal provides. When you eat mindfully, you slow down and savor each bite, allowing yourself to fully engage in the experience of eating rather than rushing through it. This practice helps you feel more connected to your food, more grateful for the energy it provides, and more aware of how different foods make you feel. Start by choosing foods that are nourishing and energizing for both your body and mind. A breakfast that includes whole, nutrient-dense foods will help you maintain steady energy levels throughout the morning, avoiding the spikes and crashes that come from sugary or processed foods. Think about foods that are rich in healthy fats, fiber, and protein, like avocado, nuts, seeds, yogurt, or whole grains. These foods not only keep you full longer, but also provide the brain with the fuel it needs to stay focused and clear. For example, oatmeal topped with berries and a drizzle of honey is a great choice for sustained energy. The fiber from the oats helps regulate blood sugar levels, while the antioxidants in the berries give your mind a boost. Pair it with a handful of almonds or a spoonful of chia seeds for added healthy fats and protein. Alternatively, a smoothie made with spinach, banana, almond butter, and a scoop of protein powder can provide a quick, nutritious breakfast that supports both mental and physical well-being. Another option for a mindful breakfast is a bowl of Greek yogurt with fresh fruit, nuts, and a sprinkle of flax seeds or chia seeds. Greek yogurt is rich in protein and probiotics, which support gut health and enhance mood, while the nuts and seeds provide healthy fats that fuel the brain. Fresh fruit adds natural sweetness, and the combination of these ingredients helps stabilize your blood sugar and prevent energy crashes later on. Eating foods that are rich in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants can also help reduce inflammation and improve cognitive function, allowing your mind to stay sharp and clear. While choosing the right foods is essential, it's also important to focus on the experience of eating. This is where the practice of mindful eating comes in. Instead of rushing through your meal or eating on autopilot, take the time to sit down and truly enjoy your food. Notice the colors, textures, and flavors of each bite. Feel the sensations in your body as you eat. How does the food feel in your mouth? Is it nourishing? Are you satisfied with the portion size? Tune in to your body's cues and stop eating when you feel full, rather than continuing to eat out of habit or boredom. As you savor your meal, take a moment to express gratitude for the food you're eating. Gratitude has a profound impact on your overall well-being and mental state. By acknowledging the nourishment you're receiving, you cultivate a positive mindset that can carry you through the day. Gratitude for your breakfast can help shift your focus from what's lacking or stressful to what's abundant and fulfilling. It's a simple but powerful way to start the day with a peaceful, centered mindset. Mindful eating doesn't just happen at breakfast. It's a practice that can extend to all of your meals. However, starting your day with a peaceful breakfast sets a positive tone for the rest of the day. It's about giving yourself permission to slow down, appreciate the nourishment you receive, and fuel your body and mind with intention. When you approach breakfast as an opportunity for mindfulness, you're not just feeding your body, you're feeding your mind and spirit too. As you continue this practice, you may begin to notice how your energy levels remain more stable throughout the day. You'll feel more focused, less anxious, and better able to handle any challenges that come your way. When you begin your day by nourishing your body with peaceful, intentional eating, you set yourself up for success, not just in terms of physical health, but mental clarity and emotional balance as well. Chapter 6. Focus on your breath, a simple tool to calm and center your mind. Breathing is one of the most essential and natural functions of our body, yet it's often taken for granted. We breathe in and out continuously, but rarely do we stop to consciously pay attention to how we're breathing. In fact, how we breathe can have a profound impact on our mental state and emotional well-being. This simple yet powerful tool is available to us at all times, yet many of us overlook its potential to help us stay calm, clear, and present. In this chapter, we will explore how focusing on your breath can become an incredibly effective practice for cultivating mental clarity, reducing stress, and maintaining a peaceful mindset throughout the day. When you wake up in the morning, it's easy for your mind to be filled with a whirlwind of thoughts, worries, and expectations. The world is already demanding your attention before you even get out of bed, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed by everything you need to do. However, one of the most powerful ways to reclaim control over your mental state is to begin by focusing on your breath. Your breath is always with you. It's a constant companion that can either be a source of calm or a source of stress, depending on how you use it. Focusing on your breath is a form of mindfulness that helps bring your awareness back to the present moment. When you consciously focus on the rhythm of your breathing, you naturally become more present and grounded. Your mind begins to settle, and the noise of the world fades away, leaving you with a sense of calm and clarity. The beauty of this practice is that you don't need any special equipment or training. Just a few minutes of dedicated attention to your breath can have a profound effect on your mental and emotional state. One of the most powerful and simple techniques for calming the mind is deep belly breathing. Often when we're stressed or anxious, our breath becomes shallow, and we breathe from our chest rather than our diaphragm. This shallow breathing can create tension in the body and contribute to feelings of anxiety and restlessness. Deep belly breathing, on the other hand, involves breathing deeply into your abdomen, allowing it to rise and fall as you inhale and exhale. This type of breathing activates the body's relaxation response, calming the nervous system and promoting a sense of calm and clarity. To practice deep belly breathing, find a comfortable seat or lie down in a relaxed position. Place one hand on your belly and the other on your chest. As you inhale deeply through your nose, allow your belly to expand, feeling it rise with the breath. As you exhale slowly through your mouth, feel your belly contract, releasing any tension. Continue this deep, steady breathing for several minutes, focusing on the rise and fall of your belly with each breath. As you practice this technique, you'll notice that your body begins to relax, your mind becomes quieter, and your sense of inner peace deepens. Another breathing technique that can be incredibly effective for calming the mind is box breathing. Box breathing is a simple but powerful technique that involves inhaling for a specific count, holding the breath, exhaling, and holding again. This rhythmic pattern helps to bring the mind's focus away from stressors and back to the breath, creating a sense of balance and calm. To practice box breathing, inhale for a count of four, hold the breath for four counts, exhale for four counts, and hold again for four counts. Repeat this cycle for several rounds, maintaining a steady, even rhythm. As you focus on the breath and the count, you will feel your body relax and your mind center. Alternate nostril breathing is another powerful technique that balances the body and mind by calming the nervous system and promoting clarity. This technique involves closing one nostril at a time while breathing, helping to balance the energy in the body and clear mental fog. To practice alternate nostril breathing, sit comfortably and use your right thumb to close your right nostril. Inhale deeply and slowly through your left nostril. Once you've inhaled fully, close the left nostril with your right ring finger and release the right nostril. Exhale slowly and completely through the right nostril. Inhale through the right nostril, then close it, and exhale through the left. Continue alternating nostrils with each breath, focusing on the flow of air and the sense of balance it brings to your mind and body. While these breathing techniques are incredibly effective, simply becoming aware of your breath at any moment throughout the day can be just as powerful. Anytime you begin to feel stressed, overwhelmed, or distracted, take a moment to focus on your breathing. Slow it down, deepen it, and bring your attention to the rhythm of the breath. Even just a few deep breaths can help reset your mind, bringing you back to a state of calm and clarity. By incorporating mindful breathing into your morning routine, you are setting the foundation for a peaceful, focused, and clear mind throughout the day. It's a practice that takes just a few minutes, but can have lasting effects on your mental and emotional state. As you continue to use your breath as a tool for calm, you'll notice that you feel more present, more grounded, and better able to handle life's challenges with ease. The beauty of focusing on your breath is that it's always available to you. Whether you're sitting quietly in the morning, walking through your day, or facing a stressful situation, your breath is your anchor. By learning to focus on it and using it as a tool for clarity, you reclaim control over your mind, center yourself in the present moment, and cultivate a peaceful state of being that will carry you through the day. Chapter 7. Let go of expectations and cultivate acceptance. In our fast-paced world, expectations are often placed on us from every direction, by society, family, friends, and even ourselves. We are conditioned to believe that we must meet certain standards, achieve specific goals, or follow a rigid plan to be successful or happy. The result? A constant cycle of striving, striving, and more striving, where our minds become focused on outcomes and results rather than on the journey itself. When we tie our happiness and sense of peace to meeting these expectations, we set ourselves up for disappointment, frustration, and stress. But what if the key to a peaceful mind was not in meeting every expectation, but in letting go of them altogether? This chapter is about the power of cultivating acceptance in your mornings and beyond. Acceptance is the practice of acknowledging things as they are, without resistance, judgment, or the pressure to change them. When you embrace acceptance, you stop fighting against the current of life and instead learn to flow with it. This doesn't mean giving up on your dreams or abandoning your goals. Rather, it means releasing the need for perfection or control over how things unfold. It's about embracing life with openness, trusting that everything happens for a reason, and learning to make peace with whatever comes your way. The first step in cultivating acceptance is recognizing the role that expectations play in our lives. Expectations often create an invisible burden, whether it's the expectation to be productive, to perform at a certain level, or to meet someone else's standards. These pressures can weigh heavily on our minds. As we wake up each day, our minds may already be filled with the weight of these expectations, setting us on a path of stress and anxiety. We find ourselves constantly checking items off our to-do lists, trying to meet deadlines, and measuring our worth against impossible standards. And when we fall short, we feel inadequate or frustrated. Letting go of these expectations doesn't mean you stop having goals or aspirations. It means freeing yourself from the need to control every aspect of your life. It's about releasing the belief that everything must go according to plan in order for you to be happy or at peace. The truth is, life is unpredictable. No matter how hard we try to control our circumstances, there will always be things beyond our control. When we accept this truth, we can begin to let go of the tight grip we have on our expectations, and instead, embrace the flow of life with open arms. One way to practice acceptance is to start your day by acknowledging that things may not go as planned, and that's okay. Rather than waking up with a checklist of tasks that must be completed or a rigid set of goals that need to be met, approach the morning with a sense of openness and curiosity. This doesn't mean abandoning your goals or responsibilities. It simply means accepting that the path to achieving them may not always be straightforward or smooth. There will be challenges, setbacks, and detours, and all of this is part of the journey. As you wake up, take a moment to acknowledge that the day ahead is full of possibilities, but it's also full of uncertainty. Instead of clinging to a fixed idea of how the day should unfold, allow yourself to release the need for everything to be perfect. Trust that whatever happens, you will be able to handle it with grace. You are enough, no matter how the day goes. Another key element of cultivating acceptance is learning to accept yourself, flaws, and all. Many of us hold ourselves to unrealistic standards and expect perfection from ourselves. This creates an internal battle where we are constantly trying to live up to an ideal that may never be attainable. The practice of self-acceptance involves letting go of the need for perfection and embracing who you are, right here and right now. This means accepting your strengths and weaknesses, your successes and failures, without judgment. It's about acknowledging that you are worthy of love and respect just as you are, regardless of external achievements or opinions. Self-acceptance also involves releasing the need for validation from others. When we tie our sense of worth to the approval of others, we give away our power and peace. Instead, cultivate the habit of self-validation, acknowledging your own worth regardless of external circumstances. When you accept yourself fully, without the need for constant validation, you free yourself from the endless cycle of seeking approval and the stress that comes with it. Another powerful way to practice acceptance is by letting go of the need for control. Often, we think that if we just control every detail of our lives, we can prevent bad things from happening or ensure that everything unfolds perfectly. However, the reality is that no matter how much we try to control our circumstances, we cannot prevent all challenges or obstacles. Instead of resisting or fighting against life's ups and downs, practice accepting them as part of the natural flow of existence. Understand that challenges are opportunities for growth, and setbacks are often stepping stones on the path to success. As you navigate the morning and the day ahead, remind yourself that you can't control everything, but you can control your response. By cultivating acceptance, you allow yourself to respond to whatever comes with a sense of calm and clarity, rather than reacting out of frustration or fear. This mindset shift empowers you to approach the day with a peaceful heart, knowing that you can handle whatever comes your way. Remember that acceptance is a practice, not a one-time event. It's something you must work on consistently, day by day. Each morning is an opportunity to release expectations, embrace the present moment, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. The more you practice acceptance, the easier it becomes to flow with life's uncertainties and find peace in the midst of chaos. By letting go of expectations and cultivating acceptance, you free yourself from the pressure to meet impossible standards, and instead create a space for peace, joy, and contentment. You begin to live in alignment with the present moment, rather than constantly chasing an ideal future. This practice of acceptance transforms not just your mornings, but your entire approach to life, empowering you to live with greater peace, resilience, and clarity, no matter what life may bring. Chapter 8. Embrace the power of the sacred pause, breaking the cycle of stress before it starts. In our fast-paced, always connected world, it's easy to get caught in a cycle of constant doing. We're often rushing from one task to the next, trying to meet deadlines, fulfill responsibilities, and keep up with the never-ending stream of demands that life throws at us. This constant hustle can easily lead to burnout, stress, and a feeling of being overwhelmed. But what if there was a way to break this cycle before it even begins? What if you could create a moment of pause in the midst of your busy day, allowing yourself to reset, breathe, and restore your mental and emotional energy? This is where the sacred pause comes in. The sacred pause is a simple yet transformative practice that involves intentionally stepping back from the chaos of life and taking a moment to center yourself. It's a deliberate break in the action, a moment to reconnect with yourself, your breath, and your intentions before diving back into the hustle of the day. While it may seem like a small act, the sacred pause has the power to completely shift your experience of the day. It allows you to create space between stimulus and response, giving you the opportunity to respond to situations with clarity, calm, and intention, rather than reacting impulsively or with stress. One of the key benefits of the sacred pause is that it helps you break the cycle of stress before it starts. So often, we find ourselves caught in a whirlwind of thoughts, tasks, and emotions that we never take a moment to step back and process what's happening. The result: stress builds up throughout the day, and by the time we reach the end, we're mentally and physically drained. The sacred pause allows you to interrupt this cycle. It's a way of saying to yourself, "I deserve to pause and reset before I move forward." This practice can be done at any point during the day, whether it's first thing in the morning, in the middle of a busy afternoon, or during a stressful moment when you feel yourself starting to spiral. To practice the sacred pause, begin by setting an intention to incorporate it into your daily routine. This could mean scheduling regular breaks throughout the day, whether it's a few minutes of deep breathing, a short walk, or simply sitting in silence. The key is to commit to taking those moments for yourself, without feeling guilty or rushed. Even just a few moments of intentional pause can have a profound effect on your mental state. These breaks don't need to be long or elaborate. They just need to be intentional and consistent. Start by finding a quiet space. This could be anywhere, whether it's a quiet room, a peaceful corner of your home, or even a park bench outside. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, allowing your body and mind to relax with each inhale and exhale. Focus on your breath, bringing your awareness to the present moment. As you breathe deeply, let go of any tension or stress you may be holding in your body. Feel the weight of the day begin to lift as you center yourself in the now. This practice of stillness allows you to reset your mind, giving you the clarity and calmness you need to approach the next task with a clear perspective. During your pause, you can also incorporate mindfulness practices that help you cultivate a sense of peace and gratitude. For example, you might take a moment to reflect on something you're grateful for, whether it's the people in your life, your health, or simply the opportunity to take a break. Gratitude has a powerful effect on the mind and body, shifting your focus away from stress and toward positivity. This practice of gratitude during the sacred pause can help you shift from a mindset of overwhelm to one of appreciation, creating a calm foundation for the rest of your day. In addition to breathing and mindfulness, you can also use the sacred pause to check in with your emotions. Are you feeling anxious, stressed, or distracted? The pause gives you an opportunity to acknowledge and process these emotions without letting them control your actions. Often, we push our emotions aside, telling ourselves to just get through it, but this only leads to emotional build-up and eventual burnout. Instead, when you take a pause, you create space to acknowledge how you're feeling. This act of self-awareness helps you process your emotions in a healthy way and prevents them from escalating into stress or overwhelm. Another powerful aspect of the sacred pause is that it allows you to step outside of your usual rhythm and gain perspective. When we're constantly in motion, we can become so focused on the task at hand that we lose sight of the bigger picture. Taking a moment to pause allows you to zoom out, giving you a clearer view of your priorities, your goals, and what truly matters. It's a reminder that life isn't just about doing, it's also about being. The sacred pause creates space for you to reconnect with your deeper sense of purpose and clarity, enabling you to move forward with greater intention and focus. You can even use the sacred pause as a tool for self-compassion. In moments of stress or frustration, remind yourself that it's okay to take a break. You don't have to be constantly productive to be valuable. In fact, taking time for yourself can actually make you more productive in the long run, as it helps you recharge and refocus. The sacred pause is a powerful act of self-care, allowing you to honor your need for rest and rejuvenation so you can show up fully for the people and tasks that matter most. As you continue to practice the sacred pause, you'll begin to notice that your response to stress shifts. Instead of reacting impulsively or feeling overwhelmed, you'll find that you can approach each moment with greater clarity, calmness, and intention. The sacred pause is a simple yet profound tool for creating a sense of peace and balance in your day, and it's available to you whenever you need it. Incorporating the sacred pause into your morning routine, or at any point during your day, can dramatically transform your experience of life. It's a practice of reclaiming your space, your time, and your peace. By learning to pause, you break the cycle of stress, reconnect with your inner calm, and create space for clarity, focus, and intentional living. So take a moment today to embrace the sacred pause and experience the profound impact it has on your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Chapter 9. Master the Art of Grateful Presence. How to Cultivate Gratitude in Every Interaction. In our daily lives, we interact with many people: family members, co-workers, friends, and strangers. Most of these interactions, however, tend to be rushed or transactional. We speak to people out of habit, often going through the motions without truly engaging in the moment or appreciating the people around us. This autopilot mode is so ingrained in our routines that we sometimes forget the power of meaningful connection and the simple act of presence. What if, Instead of simply interacting with those around you, you could master the art of grateful presence, a practice where you show up fully in every conversation, interaction, and relationship, bringing a sense of gratitude and mindfulness to each moment. The concept of grateful presence is rooted in the idea that every interaction, no matter how small, holds the potential to be transformative. When we show up with gratitude in our hearts, we are not only creating deeper connections with others, but also shifting our own mindset. Grateful presence means engaging with others from a place of appreciation and mindfulness, focusing on the richness of the moment rather than rushing through it or being distracted by external stresses. By practicing grateful presence, you can cultivate deeper, more fulfilling relationships and experience a greater sense of peace in your day-to-day life. One of the first steps in cultivating grateful presence is to slow down and become more aware of your interactions. In our busy lives, it's easy to get caught up in our thoughts or be distracted by external stimuli while engaging with others. Whether it's checking your phone during a conversation or mentally planning your next task while someone is speaking to you, these distractions prevent us from being fully present in the moment. Grateful presence requires us to slow down, focus on the person in front of us, and appreciate them for who they are. It means listening attentively, making eye contact, and giving our full attention to the person we're speaking with. This level of attentiveness may seem simple, but it's often rare in today's fast-paced world. In fact, the act of truly listening to someone with no distractions and no judgment is a powerful form of gratitude. When you actively listen to another person, you are acknowledging their worth, their thoughts, and their feelings. You are showing them that they matter. This simple act of mindful listening can have a profound effect on the relationship, creating a deeper connection and fostering a sense of mutual respect and appreciation. In addition to listening attentively, practicing grateful presence involves expressing your appreciation through your words and actions. This doesn't mean giving empty compliments or exaggerating your feelings. Instead, it's about genuinely expressing gratitude for the person and the interaction itself. For example, after a conversation with a friend, you might express how much you appreciate their insight, kindness, or sense of humor. Or during a meeting at work, you might acknowledge a colleague's hard work or contribution. Gratitude doesn't have to be reserved for big gestures or milestones. It can be found in the smallest of interactions. Another key element of grateful presence is learning to embrace the present moment without expectation or attachment. Often, we approach interactions with a set of expectations. We expect people to act a certain way, say specific things, or provide a certain outcome. These expectations can lead to disappointment, frustration, or even resentment when they are not met. Grateful presence requires us to let go of these expectations and instead embrace the flow of the interaction. It's about accepting the person and the moment as they are, without trying to change or control them. When we do this, we open ourselves to experiencing the richness of the present moment, free from judgment or attachment. In addition to cultivating gratitude during interactions with others, grateful presence can also be applied to the way we engage with our environment. Every moment of our lives, whether we're sitting at a desk, walking through a park, or making our morning coffee, holds the potential for mindful presence and gratitude. For example, when you sit down to enjoy your morning coffee, instead of rushing through it or drinking it mindlessly, take a moment to appreciate the warmth, the aroma, and the ritual of the moment. By practicing grateful presence in these small moments, you cultivate a deeper appreciation for life itself, which carries over into your interactions with others. Another powerful practice of grateful presence is learning to be fully present with yourself. This means embracing moments of stillness and solitude without distraction. Many people struggle with being alone or sitting with their own thoughts. We often fill our time with noise, music, television, social media, because we're afraid of being alone with ourselves. However, the art of grateful presence requires us to be fully present with our own feelings, thoughts, and emotions. By doing so, we cultivate a sense of self-awareness and acceptance, which enhances our ability to show up fully for others. When we can be present with ourselves, we are better able to be present with others, with an open heart and a mind free of judgment or distraction. Grateful presence also extends to the way we view difficult or challenging interactions. Not every conversation will be easy, and not every relationship will be harmonious. However, even in these moments, we can practice grateful presence by approaching the interaction with openness and a willingness to learn. When we show up with gratitude, even in difficult situations, we create space for understanding, healing, and growth. For example, if you're in a disagreement with someone, instead of reacting with defensiveness or frustration, you can approach the situation with gratitude for the opportunity to learn from each other and work through the challenge together. The benefits of cultivating grateful presence are profound. When we show up fully in our interactions, we not only deepen our relationships, but also shift our own mental and emotional state. Grateful presence brings us out of autopilot mode and into the present moment, helping us cultivate peace, clarity, and mindfulness. It reduces stress, enhances empathy, and fosters a sense of connection with others. Most importantly, by practicing grateful presence, we become more attuned to the beauty of life itself, the people, moments, and experiences that make life meaningful. To cultivate the art of grateful presence, begin by slowing down and giving your full attention to each interaction. Practice active listening, express gratitude for those around you, and let go of expectations. Embrace the present moment, free from judgment, and approach each situation with an open heart. As you continue to practice grateful presence, you'll find that your interactions become richer, more meaningful, and more fulfilling. Most importantly, you'll begin to experience a deep sense of peace and gratitude that will carry you throughout the day and enhance every aspect of your life. Chapter 10. Reclaim Your Peace: How to Make Mindful Choices That Align with Your Inner Calm. In today's world, we are constantly faced with decisions, big and small, that shape our lives. From the moment we wake up to the time we go to bed, we are required to make choices that can either enhance our well-being or add to our stress. While some decisions are obvious, many are subtle and unconscious, woven into the fabric of our daily routines. Yet, the choices we make, whether it's how we respond to a situation, how we treat our bodies, or how we manage our time, can have a profound impact on our mental and emotional peace. We'll explore the power of making mindful choices, decisions that are aligned with your inner sense of calm and peace. Mindfulness is not just about paying attention to the present moment. It's also about being intentional in how we live our lives. When we make mindful choices, we are actively choosing to prioritize our peace, well-being, and alignment with our highest values. These decisions help us reclaim our inner calm and prevent the stress and overwhelm that can come from living on autopilot or reacting to life's demands without thought. The first step in reclaiming your peace through mindful choices is becoming aware of the decisions you make each day. Often, we go through life on automatic pilot, making decisions based on habit or external pressure, without truly considering how those choices align with our true desires or values. For example, you might choose to check your phone first thing in the morning, responding to emails or scrolling through social media before even taking a moment for yourself. This sets the tone for your entire day, often leading to feelings of stress, distraction, and a sense of being overwhelmed. Instead of reacting to external pressures, mindful decision-making encourages you to pause and reflect on your choices before acting. Before reaching for your phone in the morning, for instance, ask yourself, "Is this the best choice for my mental peace right now?" If your answer is no, take a moment to create a more peaceful start to your day, perhaps with a few minutes of gratitude, meditation, or deep breathing. The act of pausing and reflecting before acting creates space for mindfulness and intention, allowing you to make decisions that align with your inner calm. Mindful choices also involve setting boundaries that honor your peace and well-being. In today's culture of constant connectivity and availability, it can be easy to overextend yourself and say yes to things out of obligation rather than genuine desire. When you say yes to everything and everyone, you spread yourself thin, leaving little room for your own peace and self-care. Learning to say no is one of the most powerful ways to protect your inner calm. Saying no to things that drain your energy or add unnecessary stress allows you to say yes to the things that nourish your soul, such as rest, creativity, and meaningful connections. Boundaries also apply to how we manage our time. We often feel pressured to do more, be more, and accomplish more in a day than is realistically possible. This constant need to meet external expectations can lead to burnout and frustration. To make mindful choices, begin by assessing how you spend your time. Are you prioritizing tasks that align with your values and goals? Or are you allowing external demands to dictate your schedule? A simple practice of scheduling time for rest, relaxation, and activities that bring you joy can make a world of difference. By consciously choosing how you spend your time, you can avoid falling into the trap of busyness and instead create a more balanced, peaceful life. Your relationships are another area where mindful choices can have a profound impact on your peace. Every relationship requires decisions on how to communicate, how to spend time together, and how to set healthy boundaries. Whether it's family, friends, or romantic partners, the choices you make in your relationships can either support your peace or drain your energy. If you find yourself in relationships that are toxic, draining, or out of alignment with your values, it's important to make mindful decisions about how you engage with them. This might involve setting clear boundaries, having difficult conversations, or even distancing yourself from people who do not contribute positively to your well-being. Mindful communication is another essential aspect of making choices that align with your inner calm. How we communicate can either promote peace or create conflict. When we speak impulsively, reactively, or from a place of frustration, we contribute to tension and stress. On the other hand, when we communicate with intention, patience, and mindfulness, we create a space for understanding and connection. Before responding to someone, take a moment to pause, breathe, and reflect on your words. Ask yourself, "How can I express myself in a way that is respectful, clear, and calm?" This simple practice can dramatically transform your interactions, leading to more peaceful and meaningful relationships. Another key area where mindful choices can reclaim your peace is in your self-care and daily routines. Often, we neglect our own well-being because we are so focused on taking care of others or meeting external demands. However, taking care of yourself is not a luxury. It's a necessity for maintaining your inner peace. Self-care doesn't have to involve elaborate rituals or expensive treatments. It's about making small, consistent choices that nurture your body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, exercising, or taking time to relax and recharge, each mindful choice you make to care for yourself contributes to your overall peace and well-being. Mindful choices involve being aware of how you respond to stress and challenging situations. Life is full of obstacles, setbacks, and unexpected events. How you respond to these challenges is a choice. When stress arises, you can choose to react with frustration, anxiety, or anger. Or you can choose to respond with calmness, patience, and perspective. This doesn't mean ignoring your feelings or pretending that everything is okay. It simply means acknowledging the stress and choosing to respond in a way that preserves your peace, whether through deep breathing, stepping away from the situation, or reframing your perspective. The more you practice mindful decision-making, the more naturally it will become a part of your daily life. By taking the time to reflect on your choices and aligning them with your inner peace, you will gradually create a life that feels more intentional, balanced, and fulfilling. When you make mindful choices, you are not just reacting to life's circumstances, you are actively creating a life that reflects your values, your desires, and your inner calm. Reclaiming your peace through mindful choices is about consciously stepping away from the chaos of daily life and choosing to live in alignment with your highest self. It's about making decisions that honor your well-being, protect your energy, and nurture your peace. By practicing mindful decision-making each day, you'll find that your life becomes more grounded, focused, and filled with the calm that comes from living with intention. Chapter 11. Cultivate patience and trust, the key to staying calm in uncertainty. In a world that often feels unpredictable and full of constant change, the ability to remain calm and centered in times of uncertainty is a powerful skill. Whether it's dealing with unexpected challenges, facing a major life transition, or simply navigating the daily ups and downs, uncertainty is a natural part of life. However, how we respond to uncertainty is within our control. The key to staying calm in the face of the unknown lies in cultivating two essential qualities: patience and trust. Patience is the art of allowing things to unfold in their own time without forcing or rushing. It is the ability to wait without anxiety, frustration, or impatience. Trust, on the other hand, is the belief that things will work out as they are meant to, even if we can't always see the full picture or know the outcome. When combined, patience and trust create a powerful foundation for navigating uncertainty with grace, clarity, and calm. The first step in cultivating patience is to acknowledge that uncertainty is inevitable. The more we resist or fight against the unknown, the more we prolong our own stress and anxiety. It's natural to want answers, to seek control, and to make plans for every possible scenario. However, the reality is that we cannot predict the future with certainty. No matter how much we try to control the outcome, life will always have its surprises. The key to finding peace in uncertainty is not trying to control it, but instead, learning to embrace it. Patience teaches us to accept the natural flow of life, even when things don't go as planned. It is the practice of remaining calm in the face of ambiguity, trusting that everything is unfolding as it should, even if we don't understand why. When we cultivate patience, we stop rushing through life, and instead, we allow ourselves to experience each moment fully, without the need to control or force an outcome. This attitude of patience helps us stay centered when faced with uncertainty, as we trust that the answers we need will reveal themselves in time. Trust is equally important when navigating uncertainty. Trust is the belief that life is unfolding for our highest good, even when things don't seem to make sense. It's the understanding that, even though we may not have all the answers, we can trust that things will work out in their own time and in their own way. This trust isn't blind faith. It's the belief that everything happens for a reason, and that the lessons we need to learn will unfold at the right moment. To cultivate trust, it's helpful to reflect on past experiences where things didn't go as planned, but eventually worked out for the best. Maybe you didn't get the job you wanted, but it led to an even better opportunity. Perhaps you experienced a difficult breakup, but it ultimately allowed you to grow and learn more about yourself. These experiences serve as reminders that even in moments of uncertainty, we can trust that life has a way of guiding us toward what's meant for us. One of the most challenging aspects of uncertainty is the anxiety and fear that often accompany it. We may worry about the future, about making the wrong decisions, or about things not turning out as we hoped. This is where patience and trust come together to create a sense of calm. Instead of succumbing to fear or rushing to find answers, patience allows us to sit with the discomfort of not knowing and trust that clarity will come when the time is right. In moments of uncertainty, try to practice mindfulness. Take a deep breath and acknowledge the uncertainty without judgment. Instead of allowing fear to take over, gently remind yourself that it's okay not to have all the answers right now. The more you practice patience and trust, the easier it becomes to sit with the unknown, knowing that this moment of discomfort will eventually pass. Another way to cultivate trust is by surrendering the need to control everything. Letting go of the need to control outcomes is not the same as giving up. It's about trusting the process and allowing things to unfold naturally. This doesn't mean you should stop making decisions or taking action, but rather it means letting go of the attachment to specific outcomes and trusting that whatever happens will ultimately be for your benefit. In addition to surrendering control, it's important to practice self-compassion during times of uncertainty. We can be our own worst critics, especially when things aren't going according to plan. Instead of berating yourself for not having all the answers, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remind yourself that it's okay to be in a state of flux, that it's normal to not know what the next step is. Be gentle with yourself as you navigate the unknown and trust that you are exactly where you need to be, even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment. Patience and trust also go hand in hand with resilience. Life will inevitably throw challenges our way, and how we respond to those challenges will determine our level of peace. By cultivating patience, we allow ourselves the space to navigate difficulties without becoming overwhelmed. And by cultivating trust, we reinforce our ability to stay grounded, knowing that we are supported by life's natural flow. Together, patience and trust create an inner strength that enables us to face uncertainty with courage, clarity, and calm. As you begin to practice patience and trust, you'll find that uncertainty becomes less intimidating. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the unknown, you'll feel empowered by your ability to remain calm and centered, regardless of what comes your way. The more you lean into patience and trust, the more you will experience peace, knowing that life is unfolding exactly as it should. The key to remaining calm is to embrace patience, trust the process, and surrender the need to control. When you trust that everything is working out for your highest good and practice patience while things unfold, you will discover a profound sense of peace that stays with you even in the most uncertain times. By cultivating these two qualities, you can navigate life's challenges with ease, confidence, and a deep sense of inner calm. Throughout this journey, we've explored powerful habits and practices that can help you cultivate a peaceful mind, even in the midst of life's inevitable uncertainties. From waking with intention to embracing silence, mastering your breath, and making mindful choices, each of these practices serves as a tool to bring you back to a state of inner calm and clarity. In a world that constantly demands more of us, it's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose sight of the peace that resides within. But as you've learned, peace is not something that happens by accident. It's something you create through conscious effort, mindfulness, and intention. Each of the habits and principles discussed in this book is an invitation to slow down, be present, and reconnect with your true self. By embracing these practices, you can reclaim your inner calm and cultivate a life that reflects your deepest values. Patience and trust, gratitude and presence, breathing and mindfulness. These are not just abstract concepts. They are powerful tools that, when practiced consistently, can transform how you experience each day. Whether you are navigating moments of uncertainty, managing stress, or simply striving to live with more clarity, these practices will guide you back to a peaceful state of being. Remember, peace doesn't require perfection. It requires commitment. By embracing the small yet powerful habits we've discussed, you can begin each day with a sense of calm, knowing that you have the tools to navigate whatever challenges may come your way. The journey toward a peaceful mind is ongoing, but each step you take toward mindfulness, presence, and self-compassion brings you closer to living with greater joy, balance, and clarity. As you move forward, let these practices become part of your daily routine. Choose patience over frustration, trust over fear, gratitude over worry, and mindfulness over distraction. In doing so, you'll not only transform your inner world, but also your relationships, your work, and every aspect of your life. The peaceful mind you seek is already within you. It's simply waiting for you to embrace it. Take a deep breath, be present, and know that you have everything you need to live with peace and purpose, one mindful choice at a time.